I'd like to share a conversation I had with Jessica Herring Watson, an instructor of pre-service teachers at the University of Central Arkansas, talking about the use of social media and perceptions that educators have in regards to social media as an educational tool. Be sure to listen at the end as she gives advice to people who are interested in just trying to get started. Hey, Jess, thanks for talking to me today about social media and use in education. Why don't you tell a little bit about your role, what you do, and how you use social media?
Okay, cool. So my name is Jessica Herring Watson. I'm a clinical instructor in the University of Central Arkansas College of Education, and so I work primarily with undergraduate students in their junior and senior year as they're preparing to enter the classroom. And so social media literacy has really become one of my passions because I think it is a vastly misunderstood tool when it comes to the classroom and what social media use can look like in an educational context.
Why do you think so many teachers are hesitant to use social media?
I think a lot of practicing teachers are hesitant to use social media because, just like any technology tool, I think sometimes our first reaction is to see the negative. I think that happens a lot in education, is there's a risk involved, and the risk is that it could go sideways or it could go badly. And so many teachers, I think their initial reaction is, well, it's not worth the risk. But my argument against that would be that if we are not willing to teach our students how to be literate in social media, fluent in the use of social media, then no one really will. We can't guarantee that they will, because sometimes parents don't have the skill set to teach their students media fluency and how to properly use social media for a constructive purpose. So I think a lot of times what makes the news is how we're seeing social media used in destructive ways, but it can really be a constructive tool to document learning and to network and to share your work with an authentic audience. So I think it's really about us as educators flipping the narrative so that it becomes a story of what we can add to the narrative, what we can celebrate, not necessarily what we can, what makes the evening news, the bad stuff.
Well, and I think, you know, parents are scared too because it wasn't something they're knowledgeable about, so they're hesitant, so that makes teachers more hesitant, and it's sort of a cycle that they can't get out of.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with your pre-service teachers, what are their attitudes coming in? So they're younger, are they more mm-hmm. receptive to this idea of using social media as an educational tool?
So you would think that. I think a lot of people's perception of today's undergraduate student is that they are the ultimate digital native. They're grown up enough to know how to use their device productively, and they've always had a smart device in their hands. And I've found that to really be a myth, that there's a really big difference between knowing how to swipe through face filters in Snapchat and knowing how to meaningfully integrate a social media curriculum in your classroom. So they're not averse in the same way that you might think of a more traditional seasoned veteran teacher being averse. But for them, it's very novel. They're like, oh my gosh, I never would have thought about that. I never would have thought about bringing Snapchat into my classroom or using Instagram as a PR tool to share what's happening in my classroom with my broader community. So I think it's really about opening their minds to the possibility and helping them to build that connection, because they don't come in with an innate connection to documenting their professional life. Many of them are still in that college bubble. They view themselves as a student. And I think learning about social media can really help them to bridge that gap from being a student to being a teacher.
I think some of the, you know, key points that you're making is this idea of meaningful integration. And I think that, you know, that really feeds into this idea that they're not innately knowing how to use these tools, powers for good, mm-hmm. so that it has to be used.
Right. So there's a big difference between a functional knowledge and a pedagogical knowledge. And they have a solid functional knowledge of how to create an Instagram story, but they don't necessarily have the tools yet to shape a story of their classroom. And so I really think that's my part of my job in our integrating technology class is to help them start to see how they can shape the story of their practice and how they can share that story with other people. Because that's how we, I always say, you are your best PR as a teacher. If you're not going to tell your story, then someone else will shape that narrative. And so I think if we send teachers into the classroom with that perspective, it can really make a powerful difference in their teaching practice and in the community that they can build in their classroom.
So over the course of a semester, their attitudes change. You see a shift in this.
Yes. So we've actually done some research around this. That's pretty cool. So I did just some kind of casual research with my students this fall. And when we started the semester, 76% of those undergraduate students had never even considered using social media in the classroom. By the end of the semester, 100% of that same sample of students either said they would consider using social media or they would definitely use social media in their classroom. So I think that's pretty powerful. And then we've also done a more formal research study about authorship on social media and how using social media in conjunction with a learning management system changes students' acceptance of social media. And we found a significance in our numbers that there was, I said that totally wrong because I'm a study with a cohort of ADEs from different university settings and did find a statistical significance in their acceptance of the use of Twitter over the course of this semester after exposure over that 3 to 4 month period.
Now you're sending these pre-service teachers then into a classroom with potentially a pretty traditional teacher. How is that connection going? Are they seeing some pushback when they mention social media? Or
so what I think has been really powerful for our students is that they've been able to take what they're seeing in integrating technology and what they're learning and hearing from other educator voices that I bring in to speak to them. Then they're often, as you mentioned, walking into classrooms where technology is sitting in carts in a corner. It's really not a pivotal piece of what's happening with instruction. In their internship placements, that's led to some really interesting conversations in the classroom about how they can shape their role as teacher leaders, even at a really young age. And that is really a passion of mine, that these pre-service teachers, these young voices, can really go into their districts and make a powerful impact on the messaging of their district, the messaging of their school, not just their classroom. I think so often our students graduate and feel like they need to join the rank and file and get in line and learn everything they can from these veteran teachers. And they do need to learn from those people. They have incredible instructional knowledge. But I think it's important for our teachers to recognize that they're bringing something to the table as young educators, and that something can be a true digital fluency that they're teaching to students, but that they're also teaching to teachers. And that's what we've also seen, is that they will make those connections with their teachers. They'll say, you know, can I send home a waiver so that I can post pictures of our students to this, my professional Instagram account, or so that I can tweet about what I'm doing in internship. And so it's opening the door to some really great conversations about what our students are doing and how that can impact what those veteran teachers are doing with social media.
What a good give and take, you know, yeah. That it's, I love that connection. So if you know, you have an educator that's interested in jumping in, maybe somebody who's already been in the field, what advice would you give them? Where do they start? What should they do?
I would say that the best thing to do is just create your account and jump in there, follow some hashtags. Apple EDU chat is always where I start, but PBL chat is great if you're interested in project-based or challenge-based learning. I love any kind of chat related to your content area. So for elementary, early learners, K2, CAN2 is a great hashtag to follow. Lit chat and ink chat for literacy teachers. So there's lots of options. And if you just put yourself out there and start exploring, there's nothing wrong with lurking for a little while. Just watch the feed and learn from others, and then contribute your voice. Because if you don't take that little leap and put yourself out there, it won't change your practice. And it's such a great opportunity for networking and growth.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thanks.